You're listening to Christian Audio's production of Romans 1-7 for You by Timothy Keller. This book is read by Maurice England. This audio recording was produced in 2014 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with Redeemer Presbyterian Church and Timothy Keller, originally published by the Good Book Company in English as Romans 1-7 for You, for reading, for feeding, for leading. Copyright 2014 by Tim Keller. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction to Romans. The letter to Romans is a book that repeatedly changes the world by changing people. One man Romans changed was the English pastor John Stott. Stott's ministry and commitment to evangelism had a great effect on the church in the UK and US, and perhaps particularly throughout the developing world in the 20th century. He wrote of his love-hate relationship with Romans because of its joyful, painful, personal challenges. It was Paul's devastating exposure of universal human sin and guilt in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, through chapter 3, verse 20, which rescued me from that kind of superficial evangelism which is preoccupied only with people's felt needs. The Message of Romans, page 10. Almost 500 years before Paul's words called Stott to an evangelism which focused on our relationship with God, Romans changed two other men in a way that would completely transform.